Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
Against all odds and defying all logic.
From the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now at 844-5600. Download the WNSR app and take us with you.
It's just a stupid click of a button that takes 2 seconds.
It's patriotic. It's perfect.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
How are you doing? Hope it's a good start. Good day. Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's happening?
How you doing, man?
Doing good. What's going on?
Good. Well, not much. Just another day. Charlie, yep. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Did you score last? I mean, you went to the game last night, right?
I went to the
game.
Did you at least have
an assist?
I think I got a point.
You got a point last night?
I think I assisted on one of Arby's goals. Wow.
Yeah.
What a performance. You know, I've kind of gone from this team's dead team walking to, they're playing a little bit better, to, okay, they'll make the playoffs, but what's the point, to now it's like, I think it's a foregone conclusion they're going to make the playoffs, and now I'm starting to question, what might they do when they get in?
Well, I think you need to get it in the barn first.
Four points
separating them.
But
and,
I mean, it's just
in Chicago.
13 of their last 16.
Yeah.
I mean, they're vibing.
Talk to me about just the experience. This is the first time you've been back. Well, this year, and obviously nothing last year.
Right.
What was it like?
You know, we got there, and we were there for the Guider Group. If you don't know about Guider, Nashville Predators Guider Group, you should Google it. I'll explain it a little bit later on. But so we're getting there, and me and my friend, I went with, actually, my friend Nicole, who we had on the show, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? Whenever it was, the day you were out.
Yeah, a couple Fridays ago.
Yeah, a couple Fridays ago. So we went together, and we were one of the first to get to the suite. We're at the 501 suite. And so it's like, all of a sudden, you know, you look out on the ice and the Lightning come out for their warm-ups and the Predators come out for their warm-ups, and there's like really nobody in the bowl. And it felt like a practice. And then, you know, obviously people started trickling in, but there wasn't a whole lot of people there. The people that were there, though, did a great job.
Do they let you come in waves, or they, because they don't have that big, you know, everybody come in at one time thing, right?
Yeah, because we came in through, well, you know, we entered through the 6th Avenue garage.
Right.
And there was a line of people, and they waited until 6 o'clock on the dot. They don't open the doors till 6.
Right.
And so we came in, and they kind of herded us in, went through the whole, you know, security and all that kind of stuff.
Do they take your temperature?
No.
No.
No,
okay.
You have to, you had to answer like this little, excuse me, let me phlegm out.
Like, you couldn't have got in for what you just did.
Right. Yeah, probably. So they basically, you fill out this questionnaire that you download on your phone.
Oh, okay.
And then once you do that, you get a green check mark. The person taking your ticket has a green check mark. Now, they're very particular about certain things. Like, you know, Nicole had her regular handbag.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, you know, it's got to be a clear bag. So she had to go back and change that. I had my gator. And, you know, the same lady that came up to Nicole came up to me and said, I swear I'm not picking on you guys, but you can't wear a gator in there.
What's a gator?
A gator is like the,
because I'm not hip to this
right,
stuff.
Right. That's the mask where it covers your neck.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's like a piece of,
like you pull
wood.
It up, pull
yeah,
it out. Yeah,
exactly.
It just hangs around your
right.
neck. Okay,
you have to
cool.
have one of those paper, like, mock
a mask.
Surgical masks.
Yeah.
So I had to throw that back in the car, and the lady was very nice. She gave me a paper mask. So they're very particular about a lot of things. But once we got in, it was just weird watching warm-ups because there was really nobody there.
Yeah.
And then even once the game got going, you look out in the crowd and there's people sprinkled all about. Again, the people that were there, though, made a lot of noise.
I was going to ask you about the level of just, because, you know, it comes off differently TV. I'm curious because, I'm wanting to go.
I'm
really got that itch. I'd like to go, and I'm not going to go through the media route.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it was a fun experience. It was just different.
Yeah.
Because having been there in 2017 for all those playoff games and the Stanley Cup final games, where the, you know, it was, I've never been in a building so loud in my life, and it's just packed wall to wall people. You know, it was a lot different experience. Even going on a Tuesday night in, you know, early January, the place is rocking. So, but the crowd that was there did a great job. You know, the atmosphere was fun. And, I mean, my gosh, that first period, I mean, they just kind of put it away in that first period.
Well, Charlie, a 7-2 win last night, 13 out of 16. In that stretch, 2 of 3 against Tampa Bay, and the one they lost, they actually played really well as well. Arvidsson with a couple goals, 9th and 10th, had an assist, 5 goals in 4 games. Yossi with a goal, his 5th, couple more assists. Tanner Janot, NHL debut goal. Saros, 21. So these are just notes I've written down. Charlie can get into the analysis. I'm the play-by-play. I'm setting up the commentator here. Sissons with 7th goal. Maldi with his 9th go, Pitlick with his 1st NHL assist. So, 7-2. I know they didn't have Stamkos, didn't have Kucherov, but still, you know, playing well. Charlie, is it? I don't think it's fool's go the way this team's playing.
I'm
right
throwing
now.
Cold water on both of you.
Okay,
you're
good,
both overreacting. I was about to ask you, am I nuts?
You're both overreacting.
Tell me I'm nuts.
All right, let me actually say something then. You're both overreacting. Curtis McElhinney got the start last night. He has a save percentage of 82% in the NHL. He looked like he didn't even belong out there on the ice last night. The Preds 2 wins against Tampa Bay this season. Remember, they went 2-6 against Tampa Bay this season. Their 2 wins came against Curtis McElhinney, the backup goaltender for the Tampa Bay Lightning. As a matter of fact, as bad as McElhinney is, he did score a win against this Predators team during the season series. So let's not get too overexcited about the inflated score last night. As soon as you saw McElhinney taking the ice, you had a feeling this is how it was going to go for Tampa. Look at the difference between Vasilevsky in the first period of the previous game and McElhinney in the first period of this game. Good goaltending makes the difference, and no matter how good of a hockey team you are, if you back off the pedal for just a second and you don't have good goaltending, you're going to get blown out of the rink. So while it is a high-quality win for this Nashville Predators team and a very important win, more important, the 2 points, it is still only their 4th win of the entire season against the top 3 teams in this division. So, again, great win, and I throw cold water on it, and I'm going to tell you guys another stat in just a second to get you pumped back up. But I just wanted to slow it down a little bit and say Curtis McElhinney is not an NHL-caliber goaltender. The Tampa Bay Lightning have made a critical error in judgment by not going out and securing a backup goaltender, perhaps from Detroit, that had a good goaltender that they were willing to give up. But for the Nashville Predators, they have every opportunity now. And, fellas, here's the moment that's going to get you a little bit fired up. Greg, you talked about them being 4 points clear of the Chicago Blackhawks, right? You just mentioned that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great news. Absolutely exceptional. 12 games to go, 4 points clear of a playoff spot, 5-0 against the Blackhawks this season, a 3-game set coming up with them here next week, and Chicago sold off some of its better, more veteran offensive parts at the trade deadline. But, fellas, there's something that I've refused to talk about up until this very moment. I'm going to bring it up right now, and you guys want to hold on to your hats for a second here? Please do.
All right. All right,
my headset. I got to hold my helmet.
The Nashville Predators have 24 regulation wins on the season right now. That has them in 4th place at 49 points. Would you like to know how many regulation wins the Carolina Hurricanes and the Florida Panthers have as of this morning's action? 27. It is 3 wins separating the Nashville Predators from 2 of the top teams in the entire NHL right now. The Predators are 9 points back of Carolina, Tampa, and Florida, all at 58 points right now. And listen, I'm not saying, but I am saying it's worth looking at. It's interesting. It's definitely worth tracking. And the sentence, the Nashville Predators are X number of points behind first place with games in hand and an opportunity, is not something we thought we would be saying concerning first place in the Central Division. Now listen, the Predators are not going to surpass 3 teams and take first place from these 3 teams because they play each other, they're going to beat up on each other, and Carolina has 4 against Nashville. But what I am saying is if Nashville can handle its business against Carolina, listen, they don't have a victory on the season yet against the Canes. 0-3-1, the overtime loss came in the last time these teams played each other. But if the Preds can handle their business head-to-head against the Carolina Hurricanes, they could displace Carolina by the end of this season and move up possibly into the 2-3 matchup, forcing the Canes down into 4th place to face maybe Tampa Bay, maybe Florida in the first round. But it's highly interesting and very unique, fellas, and I think it's worth tracking right now. As the Preds continue, John mentioned the success as of late. They're securing the number 4 spot. The teams below them have inferior records, are falling off, trailing off. Last night, you saw Dallas lose for the 12th time this season in overtime. Now the 3 games at hand for Dallas mean nothing because they're 7 points behind the Nashville Predators. So even if they sweep all three of those games in hand, they're still out of a playoff spot. So for the Nashville Predators, surging at the right moment and with opportunities, six of them, four against Carolina, two against Florida, opportunities to possibly at least make the top of the division race. Highly interesting here in these final 12 games of the season, if not push one of these teams to end up making some decisions that maybe they don't want to. Playing starters towards the end of the season when they don't. Playing goaltenders and back-to-backs when they don't want to. Right now, first place is up for grabs. 12 games to go. The only reason Carolina's in first, they played 41. Tampa's played 42. Florida's played 43. Nashville has played 44 games. They played the most in the Central Division at this point. But again, getting secure, getting more clear of that fifth place position and moving into fourth place, and now getting in a conversation, being 9 points behind all three of those teams, the Nashville Predators are doing things that are highly interested right now. And by the way, John, you saw it last night. You mentioned Victor Arvidsson. He took a big old double birds up to Victor Hedman's Norris Trophy finalist nomination last night. When a guy of Victor Arvidsson's size can chip the puck by you, defeat you in battle, and then work his way right around you and make a perfect pass to the crease, Johansson with the first shot, and then it was Grimaldi with the jam on that attempt. When you see that type of stuff going on out there on the ice, Victor Hedman, he probably will still be a Norris Trophy finalist, but that's one that the detractors can easily point out and go, how in the world does an undersized winger get around supposedly the best defenseman in the entire NHL on the best team? And again, fellas, you get a bad night in net, and you don't show up to play in the first period, anybody is beatable in this league. And you want me to give you the rosy sunny side up? Greg gave it to you. Two out of the last three against the best team in the NHL for the Nashville Predators. An opportunity. Maybe the biggest mistake Tampa Bay made this year was having to face the Nashville Predators eight times because they were blowing their doors off earlier in the season. And now the Predators look like a much more competitive team. They have found their groove. JB said it. The new phrase you're going to hear nonstop. Ugh. And if it goes
That's
on,
all I heard last night.
If it goes on throughout the summer, and we would love nothing more than be laughing with talls on Broadway during a parade, laughing about the vibe that's going on around this town. But they're vibing, fellas, and you're going to hear it so much. It's become a rallying cry. Ryan Johansson mumbled it on the post-game interview, and now everybody is obsessed with the idea of vibing. It's funny. I love when a team pulls together. It's a pack mentality, and it's great. The Preds have a very big hill against them in this Central Division playoff bracket. It's going to be incredible. Guys, I'm taking a lot of pride in this division. Maybe it's because I'm in the bubble. Maybe it's because I only really see these eight teams on a night-in and night-out basis. But watching Carolina, Tampa, Florida, Nashville night-in, night-out, I'm highly impressed with what these four clubs are doing right now. The hockey that they play is exceptional, and I'm very much looking forward to the playoffs. I've been talking to you about that for weeks now. I can't wait for it to get here. But for the Preds, every opportunity now to finish securing that fourth spot and perhaps make the teams above them a little bit uncomfortable over the next couple weeks. It all starts in Carolina tomorrow night and Saturday.
Up on the Jumbotron last night, instead of the noise meter, it's now the vibe meter.
The vibe.
Yeah, you're gonna see and hear that a lot.
They played Joey's soundbite from the other day, and then they said, "All right, let's get the vibe meter going."
And I'm glad you know, obviously, mentioned Vasilevsky wasn't a goal. That's pretty obvious. But some good Tanner Janot, first NHL goal. Pitlick, and when Forsberg's coming back, Tolvanen's coming back, you're getting healthy on all the way around.
The healthy spirit of competition. Yeah. Guys are going to lose their roster spots not because they're injured or ineffective necessarily. And look at a guy like Rocco Grimaldi going in the net hard, getting another goal last night. Rocco Grimaldi's made his case with John Hines. How are you going to sit Rocco Grimaldi when he's been putting up the numbers he has of late? How are you going to sit Janot at any point in time? McCarron comes back from suspension, eligible for the next game. Who cares? Janot is who needs to be out there on that fourth line. This is a guy who brings the absolute power when he's out there. Congratulations on his first goal. Again, another one. Go into the net hard and bring in the jam. First goal of the season. Five total hits in that game. Fellas, he only played 11:41 in time on ice last night. I think you noticed every single second that he was out there. Greg, you did a good job of laying out all of the particulars when it comes to the box score, but I want to highlight and bring out Ryan Johansson. Yes, we're goofing on his quote, the vibing and all of that stuff, but let me tell you something. That big body number one center last night, you can bag on that guy all you want, but when he puts it all together and he puts that performance on the ice like he did last night, that pass he made with the 2-on-1, John delivering a perfect ladle of sauce across the ice. On the 2-on-1, what does he do to make it so effective? He baits the goalie.
Yep.
He holds it long enough to make the goalie hug the post and think, he's shooting. He baits the defenseman. Oh, well, I've got the passing lane cut off, and the goalie's got the post, so he's going to shoot it. And then what does he do? flops it right over the stick perfectly onto Arvidsson's blade for the one-timer. And then what does Pitlick do? Comes out and does a Joey impression later on and delivers just as good a sauce. Highly impressive effort for the Predators last night. In the first period, they carved up Tampa in the neutral zone, taking the puck in, carrying the puck in. Roman Josi was absolutely leading the charge. As Tampa evened things out in the second period and beyond, listen, they limited the Predators to virtually no offense. I know that the score got a little out of hand, but the Preds only had 5 shots on goal in the second period, and the Predators only had 10 shots on goal total in the third period, and a couple of those came very, very late. So for the Preds, only having 22 shots on net and scoring 7 goals, highly impressive. Also shows you just how poor a performance it was for McElhinney and net. And John, I don't know if you saw it, first shot against on the game, McElhinney stopped that thing with his glove like it was a concrete block.
Yeah.
You knew at that moment in time when it hits the pocket of the glove and just bounces right out of there and lands in a high danger area. Wow, watch out. And every one of the Nashville Predators was smelling it, and they went right after McElhinney. Josi just driving the net time after time after time in that first period. Tampa Bay got their skates under them. They started evening things out. They had a really strong second period.
Yeah.
But you notice, what did the Preds do, and how did they stop Tampa, and how was they going to stop them in a best-of-7 series? They clogged up the neutral zone. Fellas, Tampa Bay, speed, skill, they work really hard, and they play a very detailed game, but it all starts with their speed, and it all starts with their skill, and if they can't enter the zone on a 3-on-2, if they can't enter the zone 2-on-2 with speed, they're not going to be very effective. Keep them to the outside. Keep them from getting across your blue line. Preds did a fantastic job. The physical element Saturday night and clogging up things on this game last night, the Preds have found themselves a little bit of a blueprint. And with Juuse Saros as good as he is right now, they may have an opportunity to jump up and punch the defending champions square in the jaw in a best of 7. They only won 2 out of 6 in the season series. No, I don't have a lot of confidence they can win 4 out of 7. But after the last 2-3 games against Tampa Bay, I have renewed vigor towards an attempt, at least, of running head-on into a buzzsaw. I am now welcoming it because I want to see what this Preds team can do. I want to see what Janot can do. I want to see Trennan out there. I want to see Saros lead his team in a playoff series and be successful. I want to see all that. So now, just like John Burton, I was apprehensive about running into a first series buzzsaw where it might mean a sweep.
Right.
Now I say forged by fire, take on the best. You got to be the best. You got to beat the best, right, JB? That's pretty much.
You and I know it better than
that's
anybody.
That's universal law. To be the best, you got to beat the best. Yep. And there's no one better to take on right now than Tampa Bay, Carolina, and Florida. The Preds will find themselves in that 4-team tournament coming up very soon. It's going to be incredibly exciting hockey. And if they can continue this, fellas, we're going to be talking an awful lot of Preds hockey and a lot of excitement. Again, appreciate everybody out there. Listenership up, business good. Predators playing good, winning.
Yep.
That means lots more people are interested and energized by the topic. So WNSR.com for Predneck Nation Radio. We put a new episode in this morning because when you beat the champs 7-2 on your home rink, you show up in the trenches first thing in the morning and you lay it down and you tell the people exactly how it did. Be excited for the team. 7-2 over Tampa, outstanding. But remember, McElhinney's pretty much guaranteed to give up at least 4. So the margin of the score, not the most exciting part.
Gotcha.
The victory,
okay,
the points, and the momentum against overall the Tampa Bay Lightning going into a potential playoff series. That's what I take away from this one. Remember, though, Vasilevskiy's still 5-0 against this Preds team and giving up virtually nothing. So if the Preds are going to beat Tampa, they have to figure out how to solve Vasilevskiy, and they won't get a chance to do that until a potential game one of a 7-game series.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. That gets us going. Predneck Nation, go check it out on all the social media platforms at CrazyCharlie615. Coming up, 10:05 this morning, TSU Athletics Director Dr. Mickey Allen. There was a press conference yesterday at TSU.
Yeah, I heard about it. It was in all the papers.
Yeah, we'll talk to Dr. Allen about the hiring of Eddie George. We'll do that at 10:05 this morning. And then coming up after this first break, as usual in this Wednesday morning spot, Brad Powers.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
Yeah, I'm gonna take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. 4 great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The 2021 NFL Draft. College football's best. Realize a lifelong dream.
With the first pick.
Get exclusive access to the future stars of the NFL as they take the stage live from Cleveland.
Here's Lawrence. Najee Harris.
Zach Wilson.
I am so pumped up about this draft.
The 2021 NFL Draft starts April 29th on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes. Snickers, the official chocolate sponsor of the 2021 NFL Draft. Snickers satisfies.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today, mostly cloudy, highs near 67. Tonight, cloudy showers likely, lows near 42. Sunshine for Thursday, high 65. Sunny on Friday, high 66. Cloudy Friday night, lows near 45. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, presented by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town, and Omni Nashville Hotel. Every Wednesday morning at this time, Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com, the Bill King link at the top right of the page. Of course, Bill has Brad on his show every Friday morning at 8 o'clock during that hour. And, of course, Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. Good morning, Brad. How you doing, man?
Excellent. How you guys doing?
What's up, Brad? We're doing well. How much did the needle move for you when you saw that Eddie George was now the head football coach at Tennessee State University? Obviously, the backdrop of Dion at Jackson State, but obviously Eddie in this town, and you know, he could run for mayor if he wants to.
Not much. Yeah, and you know, I got to see how he fills out his staff. And also, you know, the recruiting coming up. But didn't move much. Obviously, Tennessee State had a disappointing spring. And Ron Reed had been there, you know, forever. I think it went, 10-plus years. But, a lot of hype, a lot of publicity around Dion. It seemed to work out well, although Jackson State's kind of struggling now. But I understand why Tennessee did it. I'll put it that way.
Well, it certainly moved the needle for me and for us around here with
him.
The
city's a buzz, Brad, as you might expect, you know, with him being one of the all-time great Tennessee Titans and You know, and it feels like, Brad, I don't know, you know, if you can speak to this or not. It just feels like this is a groundswell. It started with Deion at Jackson State, as you mentioned. Now we have Eddie George at Tennessee State. It actually started when Doug Williams went back to coach at Grambling. It seems like these HBCUs, we're going to see more and more of these big-name players, regardless of whether or not they have coaching experience, coming in to take over these programs because, like you said, it is going to be more hype, more notoriety. You know, that Southern Heritage Classic game is probably going to be nationally televised now between – you know, Jackson State and Tennessee
State. It'll sell out the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah, because it's Deion versus Eddie, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely. And in today's day and age, publicity, hype, you know, perception is reality. So anything that can help your program on the recruiting front, and we saw Jackson State arguably sign this past February, the greatest class in the history of the FCS. So I certainly, if Tennessee State could get near that, it'll be certainly – an upgrade from what they've had here the last couple of years.
Brad, the numbers come in yet on the NCAA tournament, just the overall take compared this year to maybe years past? Any of that come in, those numbers?
No, I haven't seen anything yet. The state of Nevada is, you know, slow. You probably won't see it for a while yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, from what I understood, it was pretty much similar to what they saw a couple years ago when the last time we had a tournament. And that's saying something considering a lot of places still here in Vegas, 50% capacity. So to approach the amount of handle, meaning, you know, the volume, the amount bet on the tournament, to get it close to where it was in 2019, I think it's a success.
Looking at some odds here, somebody emailed this to me. Odds on Alex Smith's next team. Will Larry Fitzgerald retire? I'm seeing yes, minus 500, no, plus 300. You taking any, you know, Larry Fitz action on his future in the NFL?
I have not looked at those yet, and a lot of times people send me those as well. And, you know, by the time I look around to them, the odds have moved significantly. Or, you know, I think there, I perceive there to be, you know, some value. Okay, I'll go ahead and bet it, and the limits are like $50. So a lot of those things are marketing tools that, you know, specific books use to, you know, get people talking about it. But the reality is, even if you did have a little bit of inside info, you might be able to make $50 on it. I mean, I'll put it in perspective right now. My favorite offshore place, you know, the faraway places like we like to say here, my favorite place to bet offshore is allowing $100 right now in the NFL draft. So,
wow.
I mean, that's what you're dealing with. So when people, you know, the problem with the media today is, you know, they sell headlines, and a lot of the headlines, oh, $1 million bet on this and that, and the reality is you just 99% of the time you're not getting those types of bets now.
Tell me about your love for ESPN's FPI Vegas ratings.
You know, I'm going to say something positive. Usually it's pretty solid, to be honest with you. A lot of people cut it up, and it certainly has its weaknesses, but most of the time it's pretty solid as far as a preseason rating. And then, you know, during the season, I think it leaves some things to be desired. But, you know, this year I just so many head scratchers. I mean, Mississippi State at number 8. I mean, that's just, come on. I mean, look, FPI is supposed to be, you know, it's not a hot take. It's not some writer looking to get headlines and sell clicks and whatnot. It's an algorithm. I mean, it is a model to replicate, you know, what Team A should be favored over Team B. And to have Mississippi State at 8 and Texas Tech at 21 and Tulane at 36, I mean, and a lot of Pac-12 schools, and I get it, the Pac-12 stinks. But Washington's not the, you know, ranked number 55 in the country. Are you kidding me? They're not going to be a significant underdog to Tulane. I mean, I thought there was a mistake. I was like the first one. I caught it like the day before they started tweeting it out at ESPN. And at first I thought it was, oh, they just put it up. It's a mistake. They'll iron out some of those kinks. And when they started tweeting about it, I'm like, oh my goodness, that's not good. I'll just put it that way.
I like your. I wish they ran a sports book. I like that.
Oh my God, yeah. It would be ESPN would take, you know, Disney would have, so Disney would take a hit. That's how big of a hit ESPN would take a hit if they ran a sports book.
Brad Power 7 on Twitter, bradpowersports.com, the Bill King link there at the top right of the page. Spring games, I know Vandy's got one here. They're all sprinkled around everywhere this month. How much do you pay attention to that against the backdrop of really not having much of a spring at all last year?
I pay attention to a lot of it, and I know a lot of people eye roll at that, but I think my first spring game I went to was in 1989. So I've been to a lot of them, and I know what to look for.
Right.
I like looking at line of scrimmage. I like looking at you know, linebackers, if they can run sideline to sideline. I don't care if you're 22 out of 25 as a quarterback. I just want to know, can you throw the ball down the field accurately? It's, you know, nuance, but after not seeing any spring games a year ago, there's a lot of young guys that I want to see. And, you know, a lot of the spring games that I really look forward to is, you know, the Ohio State teams with quarterback battles. So Ohio State, Notre Dame, Alabama coming up this weekend. You know, I want to see Bryce Young and see how he throws the football. That's kind of why I tune in to look for him.
Brad Powers is our guest. Yeah, I saw you're kind of keeping an eye on Florida State spring game. I'm a Florida State fan, and it seemed like you had some pretty favorable reviews of what you saw, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, another quarterback position that you know, there's a question mark. Jordan Travis played okay at times last year for the Noles, but the biggest question mark, one of the biggest of the entire season, regardless of team, even Mackenzie Milton, who had an outstanding career at UCF, but had a horrific, probably should have been career-ending injury a couple years ago.
Right.
And, you know, he looked pretty good. You know, he threw the ball down the field several times accurately. It wasn't just one pass. It was three or four, you know, 30, 40 yards down the field. So he looked capable. Didn't look himself as far as running it, but it didn't look like it would be a major negative. So upgrade Florida State after watching that. And another reason why I watch spring games is, you know, freshmen can come in and play now. And
yep.
If you got a bunch of freshmen in for spring and they start flashing, you know, they come in and play. And obviously, you know, a lot of high schools didn't play this past year, so I'm seeing a lot of freshmen for the first time.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask Brad if he's going to keep an eye on the Vanderbilt spring game. You know, under Clark Lee, it seems a lot of positive vibes coming out of West End here in Nashville, and wondering if you'll have at least one eye on the Vandy spring games.
Brad, I can get you in if you want to come.
Yeah, you want to come? Come on out.
Yeah, that's. I'm glad you guys are hitting, you know, what I'm looking for in spring. Another one, first-year coaches. I want to watch and see, you know, for the first time, what are they doing scheme-wise? I know most spring games are very vanilla, but and a lot of times I'm also looking for the announcers if they've seen – you know, a few more practices that they kind of give some insight. But I'll just say, generally speaking, Clark Lee was one of my favorite hires of this entire offseason. I'm a big fan of him. I'm a big fan of him thinking outside the box, some of his hires, including, you know, Barton Simmons, to be kind of the GM of the program. I like what I'm reading so far about Vanderbilt. Are they going to make a big run this year? No, but I think, you know, reasonable expectations coming from a winless season, which we talked about what was going to be the case.
You saw it coming, Brad. Yeah. Props to you, my man.
I think they can get three wins, and I think that should be cause maybe not to throw a parade down there.
That's three more than last year.
Yeah, if they get three wins, they're making progress. I'll put it that way.
But I just tell you, in general, Vanderbilt athletics in football, obviously, has to be that. Of course, we have a national championship baseball team. But, you know, there is, for a first time in quite some time, forward momentum around all of Vanderbilt athletics.
Yep.
They have a $300 million plan that already $200 million of it is already on board. So, yeah, interesting.
Shea Ralph, the former UConn star, is coming in to coach the women's basketball program.
Yeah, break that down, Brad.
Yeah.
I'm messing with you. You know that. By the way, answer this question, and I'm going to tell you. What conference is Florida State football in?
ACC.
Okay, what conference is Syracuse football in?
ACC.
Okay, just let you know, after we hang up with you, next segment, John Burton is going to explain. I thought I heard him say, I'm a Florida State fan.
I am.
Yet he espouses Syracuse.
I'll explain it right now.
No, I wouldn't want to muddy the water with Brad.
Okay.
All right. I mean, you can't be a fan of both, right?
Yes, you can. Sure,
okay,
you can.
Help me out, Brad.
Hey, Brad, real quick, I loved your WrestleMania observations, by the way. At 51 years old, Shane McMahon should not be taking bumps off the top of the cage. How'd you make out at WrestleMania? Did you have Lashley retaining? Did you have Bianca Belair beating Sasha? What were your thoughts on WrestleMania?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I did follow the odds. I didn't have any personal bets, but there were some surprises. Usually, you know, in the past, favorites would run the board. The fact that they had a lot of, you know, Lashley retaining was, you know, an upset. Mm-hmm. It was like plus 150, that meaning you bet 100, you win 150, if you could even get down that much at a sports book. But right. I'll give him credit. I'll just say this. Night one was better than night two.
Yes.
Night two, for everything good about what wrestling could be, what happened on night one, and everything that the company struggled with specifically the last, 15 years, pretty much happened on night two. So I'm not going to get too in-depth. I probably got too in-depth as it was, but you can probably tell I do.
Oh, you and him can do a show together.
Yeah, Greg loves when I talk wrestling.
Well, you
on
and Charlie.
Show.
Well, they're both former wrestlers. Charlie had the circuit going, So,
I just thought it was cool that you had some WrestleMania musings, so I give you props for that.
If you're around 40 years old, I don't know how you can't. I mean, when you're really young, it was the Hulkamania, and then
right.
She became a teenager, the Attitude Era. I mean, I don't know how you could not be a wrestling fan if you're right around that age.
Or amen, a little bro. Older.
Like me.
Yeah, a little older, yeah.
I'm going to have to go out in the parking lot and get away from John during the break here. Brad, tell everybody how to get your stuff, especially your free college football spring guide.
Yeah, there won't be, WrestleMania 38 guide as of right now, but there is a spring guide and a lot of good discussion here. If you want to get some early, power ratings, season win totals, some early thoughts that I have about all 130 college football teams, you can download that free right now. You go to bradpowersports.com, click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page. And if you like what you see and you want to sign up for the upcoming season, keep in mind I write up every single college game, every single NFL game, give you my top picks of the week. You can check it out at bradpowersports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
All right, Al, we'll listen every Friday morning at the 8 o'clock hour with Bill, and then, of course, every Wednesday with us. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate you,
Thanks,
man.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Take yeah. care.
Brad's fun.
He's just fun. We got to get him here to Nashville and, bend the elbow with him, take him out to dinner.
And Music City Music City Sod. Music City Todd said he would take care of him, and we'll hook him up with, we will show him the city.
Absolutely.
We've tried, Charlie, attest that. We've tried to get him here for several years.
We'll make it happen.
He just won't get out of his cocoon there. All right, hey, we're wide open to the top of the hour, and John will explain the Syracuse-Florida State dynamic. Coming up next, call us 615-844-5600.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Napa Know How.
At
Napa, you don't need to be a magician to pull 20% savings out of thin air. All you need is a bucket. Yep, you can magically save on three or more items with a $2.99 Napa bucket. So use whatever magical catchphrase you want, like Abraca Bucket or Alaka Savings or Bippity Boppity Bucket, and save 20% today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/21.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Strike Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Strike Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Strike Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. becomes 2021's first multi-winner at Martinsville this past weekend. Up next, more short track action from Richmond Raceway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, I'm Martin Truex Jr., and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out on YouTube. Search for Final Lap Radio every single weekday right here.
Coming up 10:05, TSU Athletics Director Dr. Mickey Allen will join us. In the meantime, phone calls, if you like, 615-844-5600. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Eric.
Guys, what I wanted to talk about, did you hear what happened on Jeopardy yesterday?
No.
Yeah, well, of course, Aaron Rodgers, of course, is the host, and they did like a sports category, and I think it was something like Sports Dynasty, and the question came up, what Midwestern NFL team, you know, dominated football during this period? Nobody could get it, and he stuck out his hand and said, Green Bay Packers? Then the next question was, what Northeastern team dominated the NBA during this period and stuff like that? And a guy rang in quick and said, the Boston Celtics, and then he said after that, you would get that one. a little bit humorous, but anyway, guys. One thing I want to talk about is the Eddie George being hired at TSU. I'm hoping and praying he does do a good job. It's going to be kind of wait and see. But now, of course, I heard a report this morning that Deion Sanders said that both Ray Lewis and Ed Reed would like to coach at HBCUs. And a lot of people think that this is probably going to be more of the trend. I'm hoping it is successful. Just want to get you guys' thoughts on that, because I think it was Williams was the first one that kind of started that when he took over for Eddie Robinson. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that, guys. Good talk to you. All right. Take care.
Well, a lot of Williams is coming back to his alma mater, obviously, with Grambling. Well, Brad Powers
it's
just
what we talked about, right?
Brad just said it, that Jackson State just had arguably the greatest recruiting class in the history of SCS football, and that's Deion, right? Mm-hmm. That not everybody won't drive to Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, mm-hmm. but it wouldn't surprise me.
I could see Ed Reed, I could see Ray Lewis, I could see a lot of these former players that were like influential players, you know, going to HBCUs to coach. And like I said, it feels like these ADs are like, you know what? We'll figure out whether or not he can coach later. We'll get him a good staff. We'll get him some resources. You know, we'll make it work. But let's get the name in here. Let's get the notoriety. And why not? You know, I mean, you know, listen, HBCU programs have long struggled. You know this better than I do, Greg. You know, working for TSU, you know, they don't get a lot of notoriety. You know, I remember, you know, growing up, I used to see the Grambling Southern game on national TV on Thanksgiving weekend, but that was about it. So now you have an opportunity to really, really up your profile by bringing in these names, Deion Sanders, Eddie George. I could see Ed Reed going somewhere, you know, on a smaller scale. Mm-hmm. Earl Holmes, who was a longtime linebacker in the NFL, I covered him with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was at FAMU for a number of years. So, you know.
Yeah, about Jerry Rice to Mississippi Valley State.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I think it's it's vision being shown by these ADs. Now, listen, you got to win, right? You got to get out there and win. And it's about winning games. But, man, if you can get the notoriety and start winning, these big-time recruits, you're going to get a lot of these recruits, I think, that maybe would have went to Some of the bigger name, you know, colleges maybe want to stay closer to home, or just maybe, you know, they had family members that went to an HBCU. Hey, I want to play there. I want to play for Eddie George. I want to play for Deion Sanders. Who wouldn't want to play for Deion Sanders, man? Prime time.
I'm going to tell you a quick story. Jeff, we're going to come to you after this next break. And everybody else on hold, if you're not on hold, 615-844-5600. My wife calls me this morning on the way in. She had gone to Ferguson Bath and whatever it is to get some stuff. You know, we have a septic system just to, you know, to put. So she's standing in line, and this is what she calls me and tells me. There's three or four men off to the side of the line, a couple in, just talking. And she goes, guess what they're talking about?
Eddie George. There you go.
I mean, mission accomplished. I guarantee you, those men had never talked about Tennessee State in their lives.
They probably didn't know Tennessee State had a football team.
So, and now they were, and it was a ongoing. And now, wow, that's going to put them on the. It was a continuing conversation about. And one guy said, "Yeah, I'll probably go watch him play now."
There you go.
You know.
Yep.
And he's never seen a TSU game in his life.
Right.
Probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, look, you know, we'll have Dr. Allen on at the top of the hour. We'll ask about that, obviously. But, to Eric's point, we've been talking about it the last couple of days. I mean, this is, like you said, the buzz it's created. It's got national write-ups and publicity. And, you know, like I said, that Southern Heritage Classic, that's going to be somewhere, like you said, that Liberty Bowl is going to sell out.
It will sell out.
And that game's going to be nationally televised on somewhere on the ESPN, you know, 17 family and networks.
Yeah. TN Painting RSC is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute brought to you by TN Painting RSC, your local number one trusted contractor for all your painting needs, from interior, exterior, residential, and commercial. They do it all. Call the pros today. 615-475-3121. 615-475-3121. That's TN Painting RSC, saluting our troops and first responders, the people who care. Jeff, everybody on hold, get there. 615-844-5600.
Bob Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at LynchTreeService.com.
Come celebrate Lowe's first annual Spring Fest and give your lawn the look it deserves with 5 bags of premium mulch for $10 or 3 19.3-ounce Bonnie vegetables and herbs for $9. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home, in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/21 while supplies last, in store only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, showers become likely as we pass the noon hour. High temperature middle 60s under a mostly cloudy sky. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, low 45. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny and dry, high 65. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's TJ Matthews.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Let's get right to the phones. Brian in Franklin, good morning.
Man, JB, let me tell you about this low-down, no-good so-and-so that you've affiliated yourself with.
Please do.
Don't talk about Charlie that way.
That guy right there, man, he's actually a good guy, man. I've known Greg since I was a teenager. I know him from the first incarnation of his stint with WNSR. He probably won't recognize him until he would see me.
Oh, but, yeah, I know who you are. As a matter of fact, Brian, I got a bone to pick with you because we're here every day, and you know, and
I know,
and I hear you showing up every once in a while down the dial somewhere, and I go, what the hell, man?
Yeah, it's been a while, man. Until about a month or two ago, I didn't know that you were even on, man. You know, I know I haven't been a good friend. I will readily admit that. But this subject is near and dear to me, Paul. You know that, JB, I graduated from TSU, so I've seen a lot in the, I guess, 30-some-odd years that I actually know what TSU was. I actually fell in love with TSU because of the band, like
sure.
Most people. But
right.
I was there when L.C. Cole was running up the score on people, and they had a great team. But I was also there when James Reese was running the team into the ground. So I've seen a lot of hit and misses with that school, and it's something that's always – I've always supported the school. I'm not so much supported the academic side because kind of got done wrong, I will admit. But the sports, you know, I've always – that's what drew me and my dad together.
Mm-hmm.
But with Eddie George, man, my cousin texted me the other day, and I was thinking, like, man, this can't be true. And I did a little research of my own, and hey, lo and behold, it was true. And I kind of felt, to be honest, a little sad in a way, because to me, you know, I know what Eddie George will bring. He'll bring a lot of attention, and hopefully he's successful. But, you know, there's a mystique and a kind of feel, like a small school feel that TSU always had. But therein lies the root of the problem. We've always been known as a small school, and thus never had that much support, never had that much funding. And while, you know, you like TSU for being that small school, that's much of the reason why we've not been able to make improvements to Hale Stadium or to be, you know, known as a national power like a North Carolina A&T or a Florida A&M. So Eddie George, to me, is going to bring something that we've never had. Attention. He's going to bring in some skill from a guy who made it to the pros. So while I had my doubts and, you know, my desire to keep TSU kind of a small hometown feel kind of school, hey, I'm all for it, man. I can't say that I'm going to be down there at Jackson State because there's going to be a lot of fools down there, man.
Yeah.
And you put that many You put that many fools in one place.
Oh,
man.
I know, man.
Lo and behold, because there was already enough fools down there before Eddie George came. So, but man, I definitely will support, man. Pogue, I know where you are, JB. I've seen you around town too, man. So I've been listening, Pogue. At least give me that. I've been listening.
All right.
I just haven't called in till now, man. But y'all boys take care. I'll holler at y'all later.
Well, thanks, Brian. Thanks
you're
for
always
calling.
Welcome. And I think that's the point. But TSU went. They were at the top all the way. And obviously, and John Merritt, you know, the legendary John Merritt, he said, and segregation and integration was a good thing, obviously. He said, though, that integration will hurt
the HBCUs, because now the top African-American athletes are not only the only place they could go
right.
were the HBCU right. schools.
And now, if you're a top athlete,
you're going everywhere.
Alabama, Ohio State, wherever.
Right. Yeah. And so that, and then obviously the explosion of television, mm-hmm. they didn't keep up with that. And yep. it's right now, Power Five runs it all. I look at TSU this way. It is in a major market, a vibrant market, that is growing. And now more and more people want to be more and more fans of more and more things.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
It does. It makes perfect sense. So, you know, I see the positives, but he's got to win.
Yep. And but he will. We've talked about it. We're going to talk to Dr. Allen in a moment, but he will surround him by the people that will allow him to do that. And the athlete upgrade will come naturally.
No question.
So,
no question.
All right. Dr. Mickey Allen, the athletics director at Tennessee State University, coming up after this top of the hour break.
WPDQ
Frankspro. On air and online, sports radio,
WNSR. ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Convicted Ponzi scheme mastermind Bernie Madoff has died this morning in federal prison at the age of 82. He pleaded guilty in 2009 to swindling billions from investors. Federal health officials are meeting today to discuss a rare condition that's been reported in six women who recently got Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines. They aren't even sure if it's related to the shots. Principal Deputy CDC Director Dr. Ann Schuchat says that even with J&J out of the picture, temporarily at least, the nation's vaccine goals should still be met.
We've been averaging more than 3 million doses administered a day, and we think we can stick to that. In fact, this week we're actually distributing more Pfizer and Moderna than the last couple weeks, 28 million versus an average of about 25 million. So we believe we can stay on track to meet the president's goal of 200 million doses by his 100th day.
In downtown Minneapolis, testimony resumes in the Derek Chauvin murder trial today. This is ABC News.
Cleanliness and safety are essential to the success of any business. That's why Cintas has introduced our Total Clean program. A one-of-a-kind service that includes scheduled deliveries of essential cleaning supplies, hygienically cleaned uniforms, and on-site sanitizer and disinfectant services to help eliminate germs. Learn what the Cintas Total Clean program can do for you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture a DQ chicken and biscuits basket. All white meat chicken strips nestled next to crispy golden fries and seven mini biscuits. Fluffy, flaky mini biscuits that you can dunk in a side of warm pepper gravy. Then you leave the drive-thru and your favorite song comes on the radio. And all the streetlights turn green. This mini win calls for a mini celebration with the DQ chicken and biscuits basket. Or get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
Against all odds and defying all logic.
From the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex, welcome back to the Greg Bogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now at 844-5600. Download the WNSR app and take us with you.
It's just a stupid click of a button that takes 2 seconds.
It's patriotic. It's perfect.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is the Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Goggin Cold Hall, Crazy Charlie as well. I don't know if you've noticed, John, there's some news coming out of Tennessee State University. They had a press conference over there yesterday.
Yeah. It was in all the papers. It was on the internet, so it has to be true.
You can't put anything
on the internet that isn't true, right?
Well, we're joined now by TSU Athletics Director, Dr. Mickey Allen. Good morning, Dr. Allen.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, we're doing.
How are you doing?
Yeah, that's the question. How you doing?
It's not about us. It's about you, Dr. Allen.
No, man. It's a great day to be a TSU Tiger, man, the Big Blue. I say we rocking a little bit now in Nashville.
What's the mood like on campus? I mean, you know, the whole town is buzzing about the Eddie George hire and, you know, what it could mean not only for TSU and HBCUs, but also the city of Nashville, who absolutely, as you know, loves this guy.
Oh, absolutely, man. Eddie George is Nashville's guy. He's one of their football heroes, and he's just done a great job after his career just, you know, really ingratiating himself with the city of Nashville. He's always been available. He's done, you know, philanthropic, you know, he's had efforts there, and he's also, you know, done camps with kids, man. He's a crowd favorite, I'd say, and it's just so exciting that he's a part of our family now, the Big Blue family.
Well, Dr. L, I guess the question is, how did this all come about?
Well, it started several weeks ago, and you know, we decided we need to go in another direction. Hats go off to Rod Reed and his tenure at Tennessee State, being an alum. You know, he poured his energy and into the athletics program and the football department. But you know, I just felt that going forward, we need to get back to our standard of excellence, and that's winning championships. We've always had championship pedigree from you know, coaches, players, and you know, it's important that we get back to that championship way, and so in doing that, you know, I felt we needed a leader that played on championship teams, just understood the process of building a winning culture and being part of winning culture. You know, Eddie was a part of that at Ohio State. He was a part of that being a you know, one of the captains for the Titans. So you know, we're hearing, oh well, he hadn't coached, but he, in a way, he has, you know, in terms of all of his off-field endeavors and different things that he's tackled as a CEO and putting his staff together in terms of his businesses. And, you know, so that's the approach that I'm looking for, a CEO-type head coach that has a wealth of experience, that's a football mind, but can assemble and put together a staff that can be highly effective in the OVC conference.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone is at consensus, that Eddie's going to surround himself by the people that he needs to surround himself by in every step of the way. And I think I think that's the consensus when anyone think, well, he hasn't coached. Well, you know, Eddie's smart enough to figure it out.
Right. And I thought you brought up a great point yesterday, Greg. He's smart enough to know what he doesn't know.
Yeah.
And he's going to find out, you know, what he doesn't know and put people in place so he can know what he needs to know, if that makes any sense, Dr. Allen, as I ramble on.
No, we got it.
That's why there's not the doctor in front of my name, sir.
No, but no, well articulated, to say the least, my man. You guys are great. But no, Eddie, we've seen Eddie right in that analyst role, right, on College Game Day, on Fox. And so you're really taking, and he's done things here around the Titans and, you know, game plans and, you know, schemes. So, you know, we've seen him articulate it, but now, you know, he's just going to carry that out and transfer that knowledge on the sideline. Obviously, he'll be working very extensively with that running back group, right? I think he knows a little bit about that. but you know, we've gone over staff and fit in terms of the assistant coaches, and I think when this all rolls out, we'll have one of the most dynamic staffs in college football, not just in the FCS and OVC. So I'm excited about the prospect of that. You know, and Eddie, we align in terms of our vision, and you look at the brand image and likeness that's going to come down from the NCAA, and you know, the name and image and likeness, nobody knows that better than Eddie George, right? How to build a brand and why it's important after sports. And so we align in terms of our vision on what we want to pour in and invest in terms of our young people being prepared to succeed in life after football. That's highly important to me. I wrote my dissertation on athletic identity and, you know, some of those factors that weigh heavily on somebody's ability to transfer, you know, and use those transferable skills, life skills, leadership skills, and transition effectively into life after sports retirement. So that's what I know that Eddie's going to be able to deliver as well. So I'm just so excited for our student athletes, not just our football student athletes, but all of our other student athletes as well. I think this energy and what he's going to bring to the table to our kids, it's just going to it's going to transfer into them and their sports. And then when you look at the university at large, man, we've been on every national publication. We've been everywhere over the last couple of days. And that's always good to just expose the brand. TSU is a great university, has a lot to offer from majors and our different colleges. So we got an initiative, man, to get our enrollment numbers just skyrocketed. And so this all plays into the university and the student body at large. So this is fantastic.
Dr. Mickey Allen, TSU Athletics Director, with us this morning. Deion Sanders at Jackson State. We had an expert on last hour who covers the NFL and colleges, and he said that Jackson State arguably just had the greatest FCS recruiting class ever. We now hear people like Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, that want to come and coach HBCUs. The resurgence of HBCUs right now, and with opening the season, TSU will open the season against Grambling in the Black College Football Hall of Fame game up at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm gonna get to that second weekend in a minute, okay? Because I don't think you're gonna be able to even get into Memphis that second weekend. But just the resurgence now, and you're talking about the branding, but the HBCU brand and the OVC brand, how it works hand in hand.
Yeah, we're in a unique, we're unique in terms of the other HBCUs. We obviously, we're a member of the OVC, but we also are a prominent HBCU institution. So we have our heritage there, and we have our classics. You know, our staple classic between Jackson State and TSU is always well attended in Memphis at the Southern Heritage Classic, and like you said, it's going to be bananas this year. But they go, you know, our position is, me and Eddie, we talked about it. We know who's at the top of the mountain in terms of FCS football, and that's North Dakota State, right? So We have a goal of winning championships and not only OVC championships, but we have a goal of winning national titles at the FCS level. So we have a plan in place, but we also want to be a dominant HBCU. So when we have an opportunity to play the Gramblins, the Jackson States, the North Carolina A&Ts, FAMU, we want to have a product when we get in between the lines where our kids, they're prepared in between the ears. They're prepared physically, as well. And, they know what we want to accomplish from an X and O standpoint. So, our recruiting profile right now, we're going to recruit nationally. We have goals and we're very, very in tune to the talent here in Nashville, Tennessee. And surrounding counties. So we want to put a fence around Nashville, really get in the hallways of some of these great high school programs, both public and private. Being at Tennessee and from this area, I played at Tennessee, but also played at Brentwood Academy. So I know the landscape of high school football here. It's obviously grown since I played. But, when I was working in pharmaceuticals, I was also cameoing as a defensive back coach. So I was a high school coach at one point in time. So I know that high school coaches want their student athletes to have an opportunity to play in state. And why not Tennessee State? And so we're going to be hitting the ground hard, making that connectivity between people that have 7-on-7 teams and some of these prominent high school coaches. And there are a lot of them. And we're excited about doing that. So, there's a lot, but I'll say this, we have a lot of respect for what they've done at Jackson State and, Dion really getting in this space, bringing a lot of national attention, to JSU, and they've done a phenomenal job. You say, well, is this a copy hire? No, this hire really fits us. I was looking for someone that had great relationships in this footprint. I was looking for someone that had championship DNA. We were looking for someone, that could communicate effectively, get people to buy into the vision. And Eddie George brings all of that and more. He's the full package, man, the real deal, holy field. And we're just so excited to have this knockout punch, so to speak, associated with such a illustrious brand, the Tennessee State University.
Could I tell you, should I tell him my line about Dion and Eddie? John.
Yeah. You're so proud of it. You should.
Well, you know, when you go recruiting, Dr. Allen, you want to get favor with the mother, especially of a recruit. But I just said that, the mother would want to party with Dion, but she would want to marry Eddie.
Uh-oh. You might be spot on. Like, yeah, man. They both have charm, but yeah, so you marry Eddie and get down with Dion.
with Eddie for the long run.
Right. But how about that walking in your home, man? There's not many Heisman trophy winners, man. We were, somewhere around almost 40. But, hey, when one, they got this, the Nick Saban rule might allow coaches to go in homes here in the near future. But, man, how about that walking in your home and really talking about the pros of attending TSU and being a part of what we're about to build. This is, that's just phenomenal. I just put myself back in the shoes of a 17-year-old when I was 17 years old, and just having someone that was the best player in college football being able to say, hey, come here, believe in me. If you have aspirations of playing at the next level, I can get you there. I have the relationships, the resources, but I'm also going to bring you in our program and teach you how to be a man of integrity, a man that can take all the skills, and we're at Tennessee State going to be a launch pad for your success after sports. Man, that's a phenomenal message, and hopefully it's going to resound across the country no matter what your star is.
Dr. Mickey Allen is our guest, the AD over at Tennessee State. Dr. Allen, my colleague at News Channel 5, Steve Lehman, I believe, asked you the question. There's been rumblings about, the lack of resources for the football program at Tennessee State. Recruiting budget, no summer school, that kind of thing. You seem to indicate, as did Dr. Glover, that steps will be made to kind of improve resources with the football program. How committed are you to doing that, and especially now with Eddie George as your head coach, and what will be the plans going forward?
Yes, that's a great question, and you know, we sat at the table and we were really strategic in terms of really outlining what the resources would look like in areas of strength and conditioning, nutrition, mental health and wellness. We're in this pandemic space. So
if I could jump in for just a second, Dr. Allen, I mean, you look at Eddie George yesterday. I mean, he looks like he's in about as good a shape as any of your players will be. So I would imagine the physical fitness of your players will be paramount. No, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I had to throw that in.
Hey man, he's piped up. As you say,
the guns were blazing yesterday.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to see him in the sand pit working out with our kids. He said, "Hey, Doc, you know I heard you're a big time lifter on that '98 team." I said, "Hey, man, we'll both get in there, man." But we look forward to that. But how many head coaches look like that, man? I tell you what. But to get back to the resources. You know, leadership, Dr. Glover, you know, she spoke on it yesterday. It's paramount that we have the resources that will be available in concert with, you know, the goals and missions of the institution. But, you know, when you look at athletics, you know, there is a financial commitment if you want to be great. And, you know, we're looking at our coaching staff and what that commitment looks like. But you'll see that it's in, you know, it's going to be in alignment with what we're comfortable with, and what makes sense, right, for the level that we're at and where we want to go. And we'll just continue to take, you know, I'm not going to say baby steps, but we're going to continue to take the right steps towards making sure that the resources match the intent and match the mission of the university.
And certainly with our very own George Plaster asked the question yesterday as well about how Eddie can lean on certain people for guidance, and certainly his former coach Jeff Fisher, I know, and Eddie answered that you know, certainly he was going to lean on Jeff to when he made this decision.
Absolutely, Jeff Fisher and Eddie George. You know, when you got that warrior mentor and head coach relationship, and Eddie was a warrior for many, many, many years for the Titans. I just think through that relationship, through those battles that they had on Sundays, it's something that you really can't speak on. But it's special, man. It's dynamic, and there's a high level of trust there. And when Jeff Fisher and Eddie were talking about this, and Eddie mentioned it yesterday, he was going to him for counsel. "Hey, coach, it's really weighing heavy on my heart. You know, I want to do this, but tell me what this looks like." And when Jeff Fisher, someone that's been through and through with Eddie in many different facets of his life, says, "Hey, you need to press the go button on that and press it now," man, you know, that meant a lot to Eddie. It really did, and obviously, you know, me having my fundraising background and being able to sell it, I was selling it hard, man. But knowing that I had someone in the background, you know, and actually it was revealed yesterday that was you know, that was communicating the same things that I said to Eddie when I was trying to get him to agree to be our next, you know, our next head coach, on how special this job is and how awesome that it would be if Eddie George was at the helm, and, you know, all the exposure that would create for, you know, such an illustrious institution like Tennessee State and the HBCU, and in the space that we're in now, it just makes perfect sense. And I can't wait for Eddie to be in Canton on September the 5th against the great Grambling State University. Wow. And I'm hearing it's going to be on the NFL Network. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better setting.
Well, and can you imagine for the John Merritt Classic and Homecoming, Eddie running out onto the Nissan Stadium field where his jersey is retired, hanging up in the rafters or whatever you call it, and there's Eddie running out there. By the way, the Southern Heritage Classic, because of the pandemic, Dr. Allen, this will be your first one as the AD. I've done six of them as the play-by-play with TSU. There's 50,000 people that go into the game already. There's another 75,000 that just are out in the parking lot for the big party. I've already had people say, man, can you hook me up? I said, no, you go to Ticketmaster, whatever. You know, I can't hook you up. But that already with Dion and Eddie, man, just the national attention that this is bringing is a natural, but there has to be that foundation that you spoke of. And I think that's Eddie's the flash. Now, what comes next? I think that's what you're prepared for.
Oh, absolutely. The Southern Heritage, this will be the 32nd year of that great classic, and it's really a cultural celebration. It's a lot of great festivities during that week, and, you know, just two icons, right, of the game, Eddie George and Deion Sanders and the hype right around it. But you got two men that are great leaders in their own respective ways, and you know, coming to, you know, a city like Memphis, Tennessee, and putting it all out there is going to be special. But when you look at Eddie's style, Eddie, you know, he's going to be that workman style, right? Just that grind, you know, and being able to give you that structure and that discipline, you know, being an Ohio State grad, and, you know, he's also got his master's, and, you know, he's been in these spaces when he was at Fort Union, you know, Academy as a high school athlete. He's been in those environments where he knows, you know, accountability structure and those things you cannot overlook. So that's what he's going to bring to our team, and that's what we're going to carry to Memphis.
Dr. Allen, congratulations on the hire. It's exciting times for Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, G. We appreciate all you do for the Tigers, and you all continue the great work. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dr. Allen.
All right.
Dr. Mickey Allen, think he's excited?
Yeah, he sounded a little excited. I can't blame him.
Yeah, of course, played at Brentwood Academy and played on the national championship team at UT, and then worked his way through the administrative levels at the University of Tennessee. So, wow. Hey, we're wide open the rest of the hour. You want to give us a call, please do. 615-844-5600.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy conforme. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du vivant tout.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. Just go to babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, showers become likely as we pass the noon hour. High temperature middle 60s under a mostly cloudy sky. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, low 45. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny and dry, high 65. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's TJ Matthews.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall. 615-844-5600 if you want to give us a call. And Jeff, we owe you a call if you want to call us. Steve, good morning.
Steve-O.
Good morning. I'm driving to the Ag Center now to get my first shot. Do I get any extra little blue pills with the shot? How does that work?
Excuse me? I didn't think a stud like you needed blue pills.
I know a guy. I might be able to, you know, talk to some people for you.
Not getting any younger here. I thought that was part of the plan. I don't grow any. You didn't have any weird side effects from yours, did you, Greg?
No.
A couple extra heads. I will do my part.
Yeah, I got one's enough.
It's nice to get Isaiah Thomas back last night. I hope the injured guys start getting back on the roster.
Well, and I tell you what, this is the dynamic, Steve. We talked, you know, I've had the invitation to go with Mike and Steve, the Schmidtos, down to Tennessee.
Yeah.
They have a party deck at the game Friday night, and I'm thinking, with limited capacity, how'd you guys, one, pull that off? And number two, would you all show up in black and gold and out there, and you're probably going to put the Whistler out there somewhere too. How irritating is that going to be to UT fans that one of their party decks been taken over by Vanderbilt?
Well, and before you answered, I just saw a UT fan, a female, tweet something basically saying, good morning, and the Vandy boys can go blank the blank off.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I was like, what? So, yeah, it's
on.
It's getting hot. It's getting a little heated up and down I-40, bro.
And I tell you what, and your very coach, Tim Corbin, has been very complimentary of Tony Vitello and what he's done with UT baseball. And they're both, top 10, I think?
It's going to be fun. It's great for it's great for both cities, Knoxville and Nashville, and it's great for the state.
Yeah, no, it'll be a fun weekend. It's going to be tough. We got to get some bats going. So, yeah, I think they'll regret selling us that party deck. So I'll be by the station 11:30 to head east to pick you guys up and just bring Charlie. Y'all bring the equipment, do the show up there this weekend. So, be a good time.
We're on it, man. What time? Are you going? I can't go. I got TV.
No, I've.
You should go, man.
Well, you know, I've thought about it. And
you should
and,
go.
Well,
I'll do the show from here. You do the show from there.
But
you,
no, I mean,
you
we
set
can,
the scene.
Well, we can. But he said 11:30. I mean, he's talking about after that. Your timeline's way off there, by the way, Steve. for our show, to do it there Friday.
I guess you can do your Saturday show from there.
Now, and that, you know what? Even with that, I was still thinking, because I figured if I just drove up, and I'm 2.5 hours, because I'm already 30 minutes that way. I was doing the timeline in my head. I'd get home about midnight or so. But the thing's on national TV. And that little office television with my, right next to my little seat, my love seat where I sit, I have a little place I can sit my cocktail. I can relax. I can have a nice dinner. So, no, I'm not going to get up there and get my butt whipped with you guys, okay?
You can head over to Dollywood after, go up there and get you some taffy, some airbrushed T-shirts, do a little Pigeon Forge action. So, make it a weekend.
You know what, though? I am thinking about this. Can I change gears with you? I am thinking about after I get off at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. The gates open at 10:30. The spring game over at Vanderbilt is at 11. I'm thinking about driving over there and just go up and get in and just sit up there. And you know, it's going to be a nice day, 11 o'clock for an hour or two. Just watch and see what Clark Lee's doing over there.
I think that's a solid idea. I think you should do that and file a full report for the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show Monday morning right here on WNSR Sports Radio.
Y'all be good. Anchor down.
All right. See you, Steve-O. Right.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, I mean, the Vandy spring game, we hadn't touched on that much. But
yeah.
It's 11 o'clock, 10:30, gates open. It's going to be...
First come, first serve.
Yeah, and they're going to limit it. And I don't think they're going to have to worry about limiting it anyway, because maybe most, 2,000 or 3,000 may show up for. I don't know. But the first 1,500 people...
I think the curiosity factor will bring a decent amount of people,
it's going
right?
to get me there.
Yeah, because they want to see, what's this team going to look like under Clark Lee?
Yeah.
You know, what's going to be different about it?
First 1,500 get a Vanderbilt mask.
Yes.
So... There you go. Would you
and a Greg Pogue autograph 8x10?
That would just be the middle part of it. From knee to neck. Oh man! All right, last hour, John.
Yes.
While talking to Brad Powers, you dropped something on me. We've doing this show now over a year?
Yeah,
right?
A year and a half.
And we know the Syracuse connection. Obviously,
right.
That's where you grew up. You're
right.
A fan of. Continue to be a fan. Then you drop in there. You're a Florida State fan. All of a sudden, what's up with that?
All right. Well, let me explain. As a Syracuse fan, I'm also a realistic fan. The chances of Syracuse football winning a national championship while I'm on this earth are pretty slim, given the nature of college football and you know how the rich seem to get richer every year. So I had to adopt a team and a program that could have a shot on a given year of actually winning a national championship. So I chose Florida State, and this goes back to the late 80s.
Well, that's pre-ACC.
Right. This is pre-ACC. This goes back to when Dion played there. When Coach Bowden was there.
Excuse me, I meant pre-ACC for Syracuse.
Yes, exactly, because they're both in the ACC. So this goes back to, actually, because growing up, I didn't like Miami. I didn't like Florida. So I wanted to pick one of the big three Florida schools to root for. So, yeah, Florida State is like my 1A team, my second team, if you will. So I've been a Florida State fan. You know, when Charlie Ward won the Heisman, they finally won the national championship for Coach Bowden and Warwick Dunn and, you know, Derek Brooks. And even, like I said, even before that with Deion Sanders. So, yes, I'm a Syracuse fan, you know, first and foremost. But realistically, I'd like to see a team that I root for actually have a shot at a national championship. And, of course, they won it with Jameis a few years ago, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, I'm a Florida State fan as well as a Syracuse fan. Syracuse is my one. Florida State's my 1A or 2.
Well, Syracuse, you can. I know a lot of people.
The last one, they last won the championship in 1959. Okay, yeah. Ernie Davis.
Right. Well, they had some great. Obviously, the legacy there with Jim Brown and everything. But let me tell you, though, I know people that are Tennessee football fans
and Kentucky basketball fans. Yep.
You know.
Yeah, I love that guy. That's like, you know, a few years ago. Me and my buddy Rob used to joke about this. You know, that guy to be like, man, I'm a Patriots fan. I'm a Kentucky basketball fan. I'm an Alabama football fan. I'm a Los Angeles Laker fan. You know what I mean?
Well, that's hard.
Yeah, bandwagon guy. So, yeah, so that's my explanation. And even when Syracuse joined the ACC and I knew they were going to be competing, you know, with and against Florida State, I still have some love for Florida State.
Yeah. So. Is the golden era of Syracuse football, not earlier on, obviously, with the Ernie Davis, what a tragic story there.
Yeah, I know.
What did he die with? Of leukemia?
I believe he,
leukemia.
It was a rare form of it, too.
Yeah, and then, the Don McPherson era,
sort 1987, of the,
yeah, right
with
in there.
Don McPherson, when he was robbed of the Heisman from Tim Brown on a 5-6 Notre Dame team. Uh-huh. Don't get me started. They went 11-0 in the regular season.
Right.
They tied Auburn in the Sugar Bowl. Remember, Pat Dye decided to kick for the tie instead of go for
the
win.
The tie,
so,
we know that everybody, Alabama fans, were mailing him ties.
Yes, yeah. So were Syracuse fans with other stuff attached to it. That was probably the best Syracuse team I ever saw, because, like I said, they went 11-0. McPherson had a great year. They had Rob Moore, who's now the wide receivers coach here with the Titans. As their number one receiver.
Do you ever talk to him about that?
I haven't had a chance to mark out on him yet.
We need to get him on.
I know, because of the pandemic. I'll reach out. Yeah, we'll get it. And I'll just mark out on him about how great he was. Anyway, Penn State won the national championship the year before, And, you know, that was the big game, right? They came to the Carrier Dome, and Syracuse tore them a new one, and it was great. I really enjoyed that. So, they probably, even if they had beaten Auburn, they probably wouldn't won the national championship. But, you know, we were dreaming at that particular time. And then when I covered the team in the mid-90s, and they had Donovan McNabb and Marvin Harrison there, they had some good teams there, too, under Paul Pasqualoni. You know, a couple double-digit.
Keith Bullock later on. Yeah.
Bullock was there after I left and went to Buffalo. But I covered Donovan McNabb. I covered Marvin Harrison. They had some really good, fun teams when McNabb got there. And, you know, they didn't win the Big East or have that magical season. But they had, you know, I remember covering the Gator Bowl when they beat Clemson New Year's Day, 1996, I believe it was. And, Tommy West was a coach at Clemson. Syracuse went in there and just tore him 41-0. And McNabb threw like 5 touchdown passes to Harrison. Harrison was just running free in their secondary the entire game. So, yeah, so great, that one great year, 87, with McPherson. A lot of great years with McNabb. And, of course, yeah, like you said, 59 when they had Ernie Davis and Ben Schwartzwalder was the head coach. They won the national championship in 59, beat Texas in the Cotton Bowl.
A glimpse into the life of Johnny Nashville.
Yes. More of that to come, from what I understand.
Yeah. You know, there's nothing like watching a game with great weather, a cold drink. As a matter of fact, my Brewers and the Cubs have a rubber match at 12:40 this afternoon. I might sneak a little of that. Yeah. And there's always action going on at FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. That's right. You lose your first bet, you still get $1,000 in site credit. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is the number one American sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays, and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game, every day. And when you win with FanDuel, you pay your winnings in as little as 24. It's the cool thing about baseball, too. They got a bunch of games today. You know, you can bet day and night. NBA doesn't have day games during the week. You ever notice that?
Yeah, they do. They don't. Did last year, but it was extenuating circumstances.
Right, but so, anyway, download that FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with the promo code GREGP to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GREGP.
Hang on.
You've run out of ink. You've written it down.
Let me grab a pen. Give me that.
It's Greg P. Thank you. You have to be 21 and older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issue as non-withdrawable site credit expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. You can see all of that and more. Sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. And if you have gambling issues, problems, do call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Calls coming up. Jeff, you'll be first right after the break.
Yeah, wait for that.
Hey, guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships.
We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
And now, Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on. Who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. 3 days.
615-844-5600. Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue. If you missed our opening segment with Charlie and his analysis of the 7-2 win, go back and catch that at Predneck Nation on all of our WNSR social media platforms as well. Let's get some calls. 615-844-5600. Jeff, good morning.
What's going on, Greg? I just wanted to let you know the 100 miles of hate this weekend. The two softball teams, Middle and West, is going to be here in Murfreesboro, four-game series in the baseball team. Middle's going to be up 65 playing West Kentucky, so should be an interesting weekend of two old rivals getting together.
You know, there was a time that when Wood Selig was the AD at Western Kentucky, Chris Massaro was the AD, it still is, at MTSU. Of course, they were college roommates, great friends, Ohio University, the sports management program. He's now the AD at Old Dominion, but they had put together a commission or whatever you call it of about four or five people from Bowling Green, four or five people from Murfreesboro, where I was, this is when I was still the executive sports editor in Murfreesboro, to come up with a name for that rivalry. The 100 miles of hate doesn't, I get it. But to come up and, and what our points of emphasis were trying around the horse industry. We were trying to tie in because of the Tennessee walking horse industry in Tennessee, based in Shelbyville, and obviously the thoroughbred horse industry in Kentucky. And that sort of just had some great idea. But then it finally just fizzled out when Wood left and it didn't go anywhere. I wish that rivalry in football and basketball and everything, and even like do an all sports trophy between the two schools, because they're both in Conference USA, they're both rivals, and have some kind of standing trophy that goes back between the schools, a football one and then an overall one. You with me or gimme, John? Come on, man. What of an idea there?
I like it.
You like that,
Let's
Jeff?
Do it.
You like it, Jeff?
I like it. I like it. If Bill Teasley can beat him in something.
Well, they
beat him in nothing. So
I pay attention to that series then.
I would bang and beat him in his women's tennis, women's basketball, so they can beat him in something else. It'd be pretty nice, but we can't beat him in volleyball, football, men's basketball, anything else. We can't beat him, so if we could beat him in something else, it'd be nice. But right now, Western's got the better athletic department right now. Ain't no question about that. I mean, they get ready to start the volleyball tournament today or tomorrow. They're gonna start that. They rank top 20 in the country. Them and Rice made the tournament again, so they're gonna start that in Omaha. I think it's today. I think it's the first round. So,
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what. Well, John, we got him because the AD up at Western Kentucky now, Todd Stewart.
Yep.
I've been friends with him for 25 years, back from his days in the NFL and also the Sunbelt Conference office. I'm gonna rekindle that, Jeff. I think that's too good of an idea. I'm gonna fact check you, Jeff. I'm gonna see in the past 10 years, or because they've been in the Sun Belt Conference together, and now they're in Conference USA together. I'm going to go back 10 years and see who would win the all between Western and Middle. I'm curious.
I don't last 2 or 3 years. Yeah. Western.
We'll see.
I didn't want to say, I don't know if y'all saw it or not, but it was a little bit on 5 months. I watched for a few minutes yesterday. Of course, Eddie George on. They had the preseason power index from ESPN. Did y'all see that?
No.
Of course, Alabama is number one. They had three teams in the top 10 from the SEC. They had Mississippi State and Georgia in the top 10.
Oh, that's the one Brad Powers was talking about yesterday. He thought it was ridiculous. He said he took a crap all over. Yeah, he said if ESPN ran a sports book off that thing, that the loss would hit Disney.
they had three of them. They had several of them. Of course, all the SEC teams was on.
Mississippi State's not a top 10 team. I'll just tell you that right now.
Yeah, well, Notre Dame and Penn State.
Yeah, ridiculous. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it, man.
Hang in there, guys.
All right, let's get Mostradamus before the break. Always love his phone calls. Good morning.
Come on, man. How are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
Good, good. John, I got a new name for you.
Yeah.
Baby Lashley.
I like it.
All right. I'm going to call you that from now on.
Okay.
Guys, the National Predators, 13 out of the last 16. You see Soros, guys? He went through a stretch in early February where he gave up 15 goals in less than 3 games. He's given up 22 goals in 16 starts since then. Quality starts. We talk about quality starts in baseball with pitchers all the time.
Sure.
15 of those 16 games, he's given up 2 or less goals, giving the Preds a chance. Even though they were struggling for offense for the longest time, now you've got them scoring goals left and right. Big win. Obviously, they probably win anyway if Vasilevsky starts. It would have meant more to me. Even if they win the game 3-2, it would have meant more to beat Vasilevsky than to beat Curtis McElhinney, who's really just scrapped right now that the Tampa Bay's throwing out there. They don't want to wear that Vasilevsky too much. But overall, if you take away the empty net goal on Saturday, the Preds have given up just 5 goals against Tampa Bay their last 3 matchups against them. That's huge considering how much firepower Tampa Bay has. But my big thing right now is these next 2 games against Carolina. Carolina's owned the Preds not only this season, 11 of their last 12 games, Hurricanes have come up on the winning end. James Reimer is 7-1 against the Preds. Peter Mrazek is 9-1 against the Preds. So regardless of which goaltender is playing, they're going to have to face a challenge. And Carolina is going to be pissed off big time. They got swept by Detroit the last 2 games.
Yeah.
So
saw that.
Keep an eye on these next 2 games. If anybody who's out there that's not believing yet in this team for whatever reason, these next 2 games I think will be huge for the Preds. If they can somehow pull off a W, at least one, against Carolina, I think you're definitely seeing a trend in the right direction heading into those just absolutely huge 3 games straight against Chicago, who's chasing them right now.
Well, hey, Mostradamus, thank you. And then, of course, the Predneck Nation boys got together today, right?
Well, so, it's like Charlie said, when you beat the champs and you spank them like they did last night, you gotta get on and talk about it for all the hockey fans out there.
And what this season meant, I have learned more new names of people that are in the pipeline for the Predators than ever. You know, so anyway. Thank you, Mostradamus. Appreciate it, man.
Calling us from the future.
Yes, he did. When we come back, huge news about the largest economic development deal and planned job infusion in the state of Tennessee history coming to Nashville. That just coming out this morning. We'll leave with that coming up next.